Even after Flint finds a way to make its water safe to drink again, water bills are on track to keep climbing insanely high. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The city's water system is really old, and it's falling apart. But when the city switched to Flint River water and didn't add corrosion control, that pushed the water system over the edge. Flint's water main breaks have doubled, and the city's losing about half its water. So now Flint has to figure out how to fix a whole water system without making residents foot the bill. Kate Wells has that story.
You remember that smelly brownish-orange water that was coming out of people's taps in Flint? That was Flint's water system, the actual pipes literally corroding and breaking down 15 times faster than they normally would have, according to Virginia Tech's Mark Edwards. And the water system in that city was not doing great to begin with.
In essence, being held together with baling wire and duct tape, it was in bad shape. But putting that corrosive water in there really just pushed it over the edge.
Here is how damaged Flint's water system is now. Half the city's water was just lost every year the last few years, unaccounted for. Nobody knows for sure where it went. Could be leaks, could be bad meters, water main breaks. Speaking of water main breaks, they have doubled the last 2 years to almost 300 a year.
You see them all the time. It's the infrastructure is raggedy. It's just, yeah, you see water main breaks all the time. Everywhere.
This guy is Edward Fryer. He lives in Flint.
I came home from work and water was in front of my house trickling. But I mean, you got to realize, like they says, the infrastructure is old and raggedy. What can you do? Rebuild.
Yeah, actually, he is not wrong. General Mike McDaniel, who is doing crisis management and recovery planning for the city, now believes that a massive, unprecedented rebuilding of the city's water system has to happen.
Absolutely. We have to replace. I can't give you the exact percentage, but it's going to end up being somewhere around 60 or 80% of the total mains.
So then the next question is, how much does it cost to do something like that?
Probably about $100 million. At least that.
You think we're going to get that?
I haven't seen any sign that we are. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that this won't sort of fade into memory. As the old Flint water crisis, because it's still an ongoing crisis.
Here, though, is what he says the city absolutely cannot do. It cannot try to fix its problems on the back of a shrinking population with lower income. Water bills in Flint are already some of the highest in the country, and they are on track to double in the next 5 years, according to a state-funded study. At that point, the average water bill in Flint would be $100 a month.
I didn't know they were going to go up so high.
This, again, is Edward Fryer, who lives in town.
But, you know, they got to get the money from somewhere. They ran all the people out of the town. See, pretty soon, where are they going to get that money from? People can't afford it.
So for now, the city is doing what it can. Moving forward with replacing lead service lines, trying to replace more and more old water meters, hoping to get more help. But here's the thing. Flint is not alone in needing a massive infrastructure overhaul. The water crisis, though, took it from being another struggling post-industrial city to a kind of symbol of whether a city with enough help can really fix an entire system. For the Environment Report, I'm Kate Wells.
That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.